Welcome. This audio guide is meant for conflict reporting journalists. It is divided in three main parts: conflict analysis, the roles of media professionals, and journalist attitudes as agents of positive change. Let's start with conflict analysis. A good physician must try to diagnose the disease before treating it. Likewise, to cover the conflict in a professional and responsible way, media practitioners have to analyze and understand it first. What is the core of conflict? Is it a structural conflict? A conflict about values or facts? Conflicting interests or relationships? On what level is the conflict situated? Individual? Interpersonal? Intrasocietal or international? First, do the interest analysis. Ask yourself what positions, interest, needs or fears become apparent. Who might benefit from which outcome? Who might be interested in the cause of the conflict? Who might be affected by the conflict or its outcome? Whose authority might help resolve the conflict? Whose support could be decisive? Then, identify the parties to the conflict. Who are the people directly or indirectly involved in the conflict? Are they equally strong or is there an imbalance of power? How do the parties to the conflict regard the other side? What support can they rely on? Try also to understand how the conflict is carried out. Is the conflict hot or cold? What means are being used? How far has escalation progressed, if applicable? What might cause further escalation? Has violence already come into play? If so, what were the consequences? And finally, take a look at the history of the conflict. When and how did the conflict arise? What phases has the conflict gone through? Has the matter at hand changed, or is it the same as it was at the beginning? How do the two sides narrate and interpret the history of the conflict? All these questions help a journalist understand the conflict's dimensions and then play his role. And this leads us to the second part, the roles of media professionals. What is the role of a media professional covering conflict? When journalists are asked this question, the usual answer is educating, informing, and entertaining. Another statement that we often hear is, we just report facts. We are not directly involved in the conflict. We cover. We are simply objective reporters of events. Many media professionals feel that their role as journalists or reporters is to report the news, to give the raw facts in an impartial and unbiased manner in order to educate the public. This is a noble and valuable aim, but is this enough to ease tensions? We have a responsibility to understand our influence on events as well. So, we need to look beyond the surface of events. Atrocities need to be reported, of course, but we always need to ask ourselves, aren't I being used by media-savvy actors to promote the war aims of any side? Is there more behind the events we see on the surface? Media can play a great role if they decide to be part of the resolution of conflict. A magazine that helps its readers develop more options will increase its circulation. The radio station that provides an opportunity for its listeners to participate in collaborative decision-making will be listened to. The television channels that broaden perspectives will hold its viewers. Long recognized is the role of the media in bringing us opposing points of view. Now added to is the role of the media in bringing us conflict resolution points of view. Media can also exacerbate conflict. It is quick and easy to do and will draw a following. It can also be irresponsible. Rwanda, Yugoslavia, and Ivory Coast, to name but few, are talkative examples. Media can educate. Indeed, there is much evidence that it is the fastest educator in contemporary society. Media can facilitate as well. It has the power to bring together sectors of our society previously out of touch with each other. Media can also mediate. Mediation is a neutral, objective process which helps conflicting parties to design their own solutions. It is a just and compassionate practice and does not demand that the mediator be value-free. It addresses problems of power inequality and aims at leveling the playing field. It gives voice to the inarticulate and provides audience for the unheard. Like the mediator, the journalist can provide a forum for all sides to be fairly represented and their needs and rights legitimized. There are four key moves that media as mediators should make. First, clarify. Clarify the facts, the players, the positions, and the issues. Second, explore options. Options are developed by all players and from the journalists themselves as they unfold the whole picture. Third, move to the positive. Ask questions like, what would it take to solve this problem? What is it that you do want? What would make it better? What would make you willing? And fourth, go back to legitimate needs and concerns. Ask, what do you need? Why is that important to you? Or tell me why that seems the best option to you. What would having it do for you? Are there alternatives that would also satisfy you? It is as much an attitude as a function and can be integrated into all aspects of journalist professional and personal life. Let's now move to the third part, journalist attitudes as agents for positive change. The media person, by their very inquiry, clarifies and influences. They become a player, a member of the cast, not just the audience. Promote the win-win approach. Ask, where is the conflict story? What's really wrong? Don't just report positions. Instead, go back to underlying needs and concerns. What information will you need to be even-handed in your treatment of each side's case? Ask yourself, can I turn these opponents into partners? Promote creative response. Encourage the search for positive outcomes. Journalist questions to protagonists can be in themselves tool for positive change. A question like, what would it look like if this problem was fixed, can set protagonist thinking in fruitful directions. Can you expose the opportunities for positive change that arise out of the present situation? Express empathy. Avoid simplistic representations of bad and good guys. Where possible, provide enough information to create empathy for all sides. Expose where empathy breakdown is a cause of conflict. Laboring, stereotyping, or prejudice may need to be addressed. Use appropriate assertiveness. Expose the abuse of ethical standards. Firmly steer towards the search for solution. Encourage protagonists to say how it seems to them personally rather than prescribing how things should be for everyone. Don't encourage or sensationalize personal attacks. Help individuals show the best, not the worst, of themselves. Seek to report people's real problems clearly, going beyond their fight stance or fear of speaking out. Let your story be hard on the problems and respectful towards the people. Your methods of inquiry can make them towards the preferred approach of problem solving. Create cooperative power. Level the playing field by giving the powerless a voice. Present your media piece so that it says no to the misuse of power, injustice, ignorance, and mishandling of conflict. Questions like, tell me why you see that as fair helps fairness. Can you encourage some cooperative problem solving and report it? Without denying the problems, the genuine struggle towards answers is the stuff of any good reportage. Manage emotions. Exposing how each party feels can be helpful. Each party needs to be heard, and the media coverage should not inflame the situation. Therefore, treat the emotions as symptoms. They are guides to where the real problems lie. Look at the clashes of values, needs, scarce resources, etc. that are causing the emotional response. Anger is the person's fire for change. Ask what they want changed. how do they need it to be? There is a difference between exposing injustice or prejudice and pining the person so they suffer. Attack the problem, not the person. Show willingness to resolve. Challenge embittered positions in others while they are unwilling to solve or to involve themselves in the processes of resolution. Include in the story whatever openness to fixing problem actually exists. Issues that personally make you very angry tell you something about yourself. At those times, be particularly careful to ensure your objectivity. Also, map the conflict. Report and explain fully and fairly for all parties their conflict map. It means their needs, their fears and concerns, their values, their objectives, their limitations, either personal or situational, and then map the prevailing attitudes. Preferably, let each side be exposed to the other's map. Then look for and encourage the parties to look for new perspectives and insights, common ground, special concerns, hidden agenda. Push for options. Encourage the parties to brainstorm a wider range of solutions that they haven't presently thought of. Draw out their creativity before evaluating. As for instance, are there some alternatives that work for you and would also give the other person more of what they need? What would it take to solve this problem? Don't ignore temporary solutions that address a part of the problem. This is good conflict management while the larger issues are being worked on. Having done your overview, you may be in the best position to see a solution that has not yet occurred to the parties. Can you offer it? Use your negotiation skills. Build the overall picture with ends, not buts. Objections need to be included, not dismissed. Make the problem the enemy rather than the people. Report areas of agreement as well as disagreement. This encourages the problem-solving process to continue. Representatives of an organization will need to return to their constituency with a win. If your reporting overemphasizes the loss, the representative may be unable to sell a fair plan for a solution. Always point out the wins for both sides, even where small. Your search for these wins may unfold some useful concessions, valuable to receive and ease to give. Broaden perspectives. The media person is often a unique position to see a broader overview of the situation than any individual party. The media person can validate each party's needs and point up where greed or bias limits a party's ability to see the whole picture. The media person may be able to increase awareness of the interdependence between nations, organizations, or individuals, and the importance, therefore, of building solutions that recognizes the long-term relationship. I hope you've enjoyed this guide. Thank you very much for your attention.